Yes, good morning.
Thank you very much for your time. Now, beginning the vaccination a couple of days ago, how's it all gone?
It's going really, really well. It's a very exciting phase to be in, to think, you know, a year ago we were starting our testing and that all had to happen in a bit of a hurry. And now to be at the stage of starting vaccinations, it's so great to be able to take that next step.
I can just imagine the people developing the vaccines when they sit there and say, oh, well, we've got to develop this vaccine. You need it by... I mean, I have trouble trying to mix a cake.
Yeah, well, I think they're very skilled at what they do and they've been developing vaccines for a long time. So just, you know, putting in a different protein, putting in a different virus, and they've been amazing at what you can do in a short time if you really have to do it.
Doctor, we've been hearing about supply shortages. How come you have a supply?
So we've been very fortunate. We're a Commonwealth-funded GP respiratory clinic, and so our supply is coming from the Commonwealth. Part of the reason they have given us that additional supply is because we've already been up and running as a centre that's been putting through a lot of patients. So they know that we've already got systems in place, accreditation in place to be able to do that throughput.
So, of course, now we're in this Phase 1B department. Who's in this category?
So in this category, we've got the other healthcare workers. So we had the frontline healthcare workers in the first category. Yep. So now we've got other healthcare workers, so other people working in hospitals, in GP clinics, you know, radiology, pathology, people working, making the vaccine. We've also got people with disability and the carers of those people with a disability. So those carers might be paid or they might be unpaid. So, in fact, if there's someone in your household that you're looking after and you're the main carer, then you'll be included. Everyone over 70 is eligible, and people with a chronic illness. So anyone who might be younger than 70 but it may have had, for any reason, where their immune system isn't working so well. So we want those people to be vaccinated because they're at risk. People with unstable heart disease or unstable blood pressure, diabetes, particularly people with lung disease, because we know that they're at the biggest risk of COVID. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole lot of other ones that are available too for other chronic illnesses, and also our frontline workers, so police, firemen, ambulance and the like.
How do we overcome the fear of needles? I've got an 11-year-old son who is just not even, like, from a needle perspective, whether it's the COVID vaccine or the flu shot or whatever. How do we overcome this particular fear? Because it's fair to say his dad's a little bit nervous as well.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it's a thing that you think that you're scared of a needle, because I think, you know, a paper cut to me is much worse. Mm-hmm. Much worse than a needle. If I burn myself with my hair straightener and that burns there for a few days, that's a lot worse. So I think that thing of needles is just, you know, really reassuring. That pain there is very short-lived and often you don't even feel it. Our staff here are fantastic and, you know, a lot of our staff that have been vaccinated too, so I didn't even know that went in. I think having a bit of distraction when you have the needle done, they say that sugar is really good. But actually having sugar reduces your feeling of pain, and there's some evidence around that. So I think just reassurance, sucking it up and
that's
having it.
It
done.
That's the one.
Suck it up, princess. How are you going for...
Suck it up, princess. It doesn't last that long.
How are you going for bookings, doctor?
So at the moment, we're just starting off slow as we're getting our team on board. We've employed up to about 20 new casual staff, so that's great employment. A lot of people who have graduated from, we've got a few paramedics who have graduated, haven't got jobs yet. So this has been a fantastic opportunity for them to get a bit more experience. So we're wanting to get on board. So we're doing about 500 to 600 a week at the moment. And then in a few weeks' time, we'll be ramping up to about 800 a week. We're booked out for the next 2 weeks. But then after that, there's plenty of appointments available.
And is it just as simple as a phone call?
Yes, so you can do a phone call. And so you can ring the practice. Oh, do you have the number in my pocket?
That's all right. Well, fine. I'm sure it'll be on our website somewhere.
Yeah, and the best number. Oh, I've got the number here. The best way to book though is online if you can. And for the people who think, oh, I'm not very good at IT, the grandparents in particular, your grandchildren are waiting for the opportunity to help you with something. And I know a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to bother my kids or my grandkids. Just to reassure you that it doesn't take them very long, and they're very happy to help you. So to book online. It's the Bendigo Resp Clinic, so Bendigo R-E-S-P Clinic.com.au, and that way you can book online. It'll take you through. Or the phone number is 1-800-573-169, and somebody here can help you. But yeah, just reassuring that for your grandkids to give you a hand, they love to help you, and it won't take them any time at all.
The problem is when my son asks, you know, with a bit of help with Nan, it's normally, that'll charge you $5 or $10.
Yeah, it'll charge you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, there you go.
So this is paid for by Medicare, isn't it? There's no charge to the individual?
There is no charge. This is charged by the Commonwealth, and that's the other important thing to know. So the people who go to their GPs, if your GP's got the vaccine and, you know, they're able to provide it for you, please go to your GP because they know you best, particularly if you've got chronic illness and or you are a bit older with a few things going on. But if your GP hasn't got enough vaccine or they haven't taken up the program, then we're happy to have you here. And also people who don't have a Medicare card or access to Medicare, because then that makes it difficult. The GPs can't bill for it, but we can bill for it here.
So that would be immigrants perhaps or
Overseas visitors, immigrants, refugees, people without access to that.
Yep.
That it would be, we can do them here, and that's no problem. But the other message I'd really like to get across is we've just got to remember, because we're still doing testing here.
Yep.
So our vaccine clinic runs from Tuesday to Saturday, 8:30 to 1:30. But on Mondays and in the afternoons during the week, we're still seeing people and assessing them if they've got respiratory clinics. And I think people are starting to forget, because we've been so lucky and it's been going so well. I think they're forgetting you still got to follow those rules. So it's disappointing when someone turns up here and they've been unwell for a week or 2 weeks, and then they're turning up for a COVID test, or they're coming because they want to be assessed.
Yep.
They've been out in the community for that 2 weeks. So even if it's not COVID, they're still spreading their virus to other people who then have to take time off work or time out of, you know, childcare and things like that. So I'd really like the message to get across. If you're unwell, you need to be tested. You need to stay home and isolate until you get better. And if you need an assessment, so either contact your GP, they might be able to do it online or over the phone, or you can come in here and we can still do that assessment and the testing. Bendigo Health is also still offering testing. That's still a really, really important bit to get over COVID, and still maintaining, you know, the arm bump rather than kissing and hugging when you see someone you haven't seen for a while. Lots of, you know, social distancing and hand hygiene, because we are seeing, you know, everyone's probably noticing people are getting sick now because we're out and about spreading our germs and forgotten how much grief we were in last year.
Very true. Well said, Doctor. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.